Hey, this is singer-songwriter Danny Horovitz, and you're listening to Citywide Blackout.
Okay, everyone, we're back again. Just got word from the band they're ready to join us. We'll be getting them on in just a little bit. Of course, this is our Citywide Bites Saturday show. We do this every Saturday, 10 a.m., where we talk to bands of all kinds, musicians, filmmakers, artists in general. It's a great show, and we're happy to have you all here. But in the meantime, actually, the band's ready to go, so here we go. Of course, feel free to jump in with any comments you might have. And if you have questions for the band, questions for me, jump on in. We like to make this a very interactive kind of show, and just waiting for the connection to go through because technology. Yay! It's fun. All right, there we go.
Hello.
Hello, Andrew. How's it going, man?
It goes well, but I had my car broken.
Oh man.
I took my friend's car to be in time, but it got broken, something with transmission, so I'm so sorry.
No, man, but you know what, man, that is like rock and roll. You're making things happy. My car breaks down, no worries. I'll borrow someone else's car. I'm doing this thing. So I love that. I love that just energy and the passion for this, man. I appreciate that.
Punk way, you know.
dude, man, punk rock life, basically. That's how it is. But you know what, before we let's get this thing underway, because of course we got people joining in, why don't we open by just kind of telling us a bit about the band and how you guys all came together.
Okay, so we are a band from Ukraine. Our band was formed in 2016, I guess. So quite a long time ago, actually. And we were doing our stuff, writing songs, doing gigs, doing shows and stuff like that. So we are just guys who love doing what we are doing, basically. Nothing new.
I like that, though. I like that. Why don't we intro the other members of the band, give them a shout out so folks know, who's who here.
Okay, so... As you may know, I'm Andrew. I am guitarist, vocalist, and basically the main songwriter. And my bandmates are Ivan Orlov. He is drummer, but he also plays guitar, and he's helping me with writing the guitar parts. So there is Fedor Orlov, another guitarist who plays lead guitar, and there is Stepan Tkachuk. He is a bass player. And also we have one more guitar player, Ihar Pankiev, but currently he is in army. He was forced to join the army, Ukrainian army.
Wow. Wow. Well, we all certainly hope he, comes home safe and sound. I know, of course, it is... I can't describe what's going on over there. I have, I only know what the news tells me, but I know it's bad. But so I'm just really hoping that everyone over there, that you're safe, your family and friends are safe, that you're doing the best you can in this horrible situation.
Yeah, the situation indeed sucks, but we, are trying to get used and somehow to continue our life, because everything kind of stopped, but life goes on. So it's not the reason to stop. Keep on going, keep on making music, keep on continuing life. So yeah, we are we are adapting to this, unfortunately, but I think even talking about our band, it's really great that we returned to music and even released two songs since the beginning of the war, and we are planning to continue. So yeah, it's really crazy, but I'm proud of it.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. You're making it work. I like that. I like that. You're pushing through. I see we got some folks joining us in the chat. Of course, guys, if you got questions, if you got comments, let us know. Jump on in. We love to have the conversations. But Andrew, so I want to talk a bit about one of your more recent releases called Submarine. This is an absolutely awesome song. I've been loving it. But I understand that this is kind of a tribute to a novel. Can you tell me a bit about that, about the book this is kind of based on almost?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Max. Submarine is inspired by the novel and by the movie with the same title called Submarine. Yeah, I wrote this song back in the day in 2015, I guess. So it's quite old, actually. I think this March it turned 9 years. So it was written quite a long time, but it took us about 10 years to like record it. At that time when it was written, I was referring myself a lot to the main hero of this novel and the movie, because it's like, you know, teenage stuff, and it's really, I think every guy can be referred to this kind of things, like first love, school, finals, this kind of stuff. Ending of childhood and beginning of the adult life. So basically this song is about it, and 10 years after, it feels not the same, but even more deeper. I'm looking at it from different perspective, and I like it even more. So, yeah.
Cool. I like that, man. I like it. So you wrote this song like 9 years ago. I'm curious, just kind of like where were you in life, and that you were kind of writing this song, and this was kind of coming to mind as to what to write about?
At that time, we all, our band was actually, some part of our band was finishing school, and some guys were already in the universities. So, like, basically, as I said, it's in that time we were finishing our like teenage years, and we were diving into the adult life.
Oh man, that's a long time ago for me.
but I hope when you listen to it, you can still feel like the atmosphere of this time, of these teenage years for you.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. There's definitely a lot of memories from like high school and college that for me were kind of like formative. So, you know, that period of time, I think for like a lot of people is really like, it almost defines kind of who you become, like your experiences there. So yeah, man, definitely took me back to like those years.
you know, another fact that I like about the song, and actually about the novel and movie, when you are listening or reading or watching this kind of stuff, when you're a teenager, you like understand everything like directly and in a direct way. But when you're like more adult and you are listening, reading and watching this stuff, you're starting to feel it more, you know, like sarcastic or like funny, because you are not anymore at these conditions. So maybe something like, you know, it may sound maximalistic, but that in the same time, it's like kind of hilarious a little bit.
Oh,
so, yeah, that's like unique versatility of this teenage dramatics.
Teenage dramatics, I like that, man. It's very appropriate. Dramatics is a great word to use. So let us talk about now. You released your debut EP, Truth, in 2021, and you worked with Sunset Alliance in California. How did this partnership come together, and what's it been? And what was it like for the band to work with them?
I couldn't even believe at the time that like some guys from the United States would be interested in our music. So we recorded the EP, and we wanted to like, you know, get connected with someone from the US or from the UK, because this genre of music is much more popular there than, for example, in Ukraine. In Ukraine, basically, nobody knows like the Strokes or a minority listens to Arctic Monkeys. So like we were not in our field, to be honest. So I was trying to find somebody who would be interested in it. And I was just sending emails, like writing, guys, could you check out our music? Maybe you would like to like cooperate with us. Maybe you would like to release it. And yes, Sunset Alliance were one of not that big number of people who replied to us and who really enjoyed the stuff and said, like, guys, let's do things together. So yeah, and we are still cooperating with Sunset Alliance. We are still like part of this label.
Wow. You just like never know, right? You never know who's going to say yes out there.
Yeah, yeah, it was like knocking to the doors that you don't know what is behind them.
it's like, hi, I'm a musician, I'm in a band, you guys want to like do music together, and they say, hell yeah, let's do this thing.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't believe when, I really, at the first stages of like promoting music, I couldn't believe that people from like a country that are far, far away from Ukraine are listening to us, and they're saying like, guys, you are cool, we like your music. Because at that time, it seemed absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, that's...
It still seems, but at that time, it was like absolutely insane.
I'll bet. Well, that's actually how the two of us met, because you just emailed me, you know, one day, and like, okay, homeless radio, I checked the music. Okay, yeah, I'm really liking this stuff. So we added it to one of our recent playlists, and yeah, and now here we are talking. So it's like the lesson, folks, is always ask the question. Doesn't matter how big or how small you might think you are, ask that question. The worst you'll get is no. And the best you'll get is a yes. So it's, you know, worth a shot. It's worth a shot. I want to ask a bit about the area where you guys lived. So where you were back when the band was kind of like first forming, was there really an opportunity to get out there and play shows and show people kind of what you could do?
Sorry, the internet a little bit lagged.
That's okay. I get it.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure, sure. So, I'm curious as to the area where you guys all grew, or where you guys were all living when you first formed the band. Was there a chance to kind of get out there and play some shows?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Two of us, me and Ivan, who is the drummer, we are from a small town called Izum. And by the way, it translates, Izum is translated like rising, you know, like...
Okay, yeah.
yeah, so we are from rising. Yeah, when we were kids, we were not in the same bands. Ivan was much more successful in music than me back in the day. He was like, he was playing in some metal bands. And as I remember, he was doing already shows back in that time. So he was like learning in school, but he was already playing some shows. And, you know, a lot of people were interested in his music. And when I first saw him, I thought, like, this guy is going to be a rock star. He is very cool. And I could never believe that this amazing guitarist will play drums in my band. Yeah. So, so he was already doing shows. Me not at that time. But then we all moved to Kharkiv. It's like a big city, several millions live there, to study in the university. The rest of the guys who are from different cities as well, they came to Kharkiv to learn in universities as well. And we formed a band. And yes, since then we were playing shows. I don't know, there was time when we were doing 3 shows in a month. And like, maybe 50, from 50 to 100 people were attending the shows. But to be honest, our music wasn't that, this genre wasn't that popular in Ukraine. Youth preferred more, you know, like metal core, hardcore and stuff like that. So we were like pop guys who, we received a lot of like, you know, people were saying like, hey guys, you have a cool energy, but you are like, not heavy metal, so you suck.
Oh my god!
Like, hey guys, terrible. We're trying our best. Like it's almost punk rock by a sense.
Oh my god! We love you guys. Great energy, but you're not metal, so no. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Harsh critics. I'm actually curious. So you mentioned earlier that metal is big in the Ukraine. So what led you to kind of do like this style of music? Why not go with like the metal route?
I was always interested in doing some kind of music, or not even music, or art itself that could be could be friendly for any ears, regardless of music tastes. So I consider Homeless Radio more like a, you know, pop bands doing rock, or I don't know, or rock band doing pop. So, like, my main idea is to make music that is friendly. Yeah, but back in the day, several years ago, I don't know, alternative scene in Ukraine was like full of metalcore. I don't know why, really. I don't understand why this exactly genre was that huge. So yeah, we were kind of, you know, we were not the cup of tea for the guys who like to attend gigs. Yeah, so for example, for just an average person, our music would be okay. But for some guys who like to go to concerts, to make mosh pits, like listen to rock, we were too light. So this is like a dilemma. But as I know right now, like Ukrainian art, Ukrainian music has some kind of imagination and such genres like alternative rock, indie rock, it becomes popular in Ukraine only right now, like 30 years after it was huge in the United States.
So in a way, you guys were all really ahead of your time because you were doing this before it was cool. You can be like, psh, indie rock's becoming cool now, whatever. I was playing like before it was cool.
I don't know.
What you can say,
I'm
you know?
I'm struggling to answer because I really don't understand it fully how it works, but I'm glad that like sometimes after it started to get bigger.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, it's, you know, the changing times, basically, you know, like genres, they come and they go, and it's hard to say, like, you can't just play to whatever's popular. You got to play to what is to you, you know, like your kind of music, you know, you can't just cater to, you know, whatever else is going on out there. So I want to ask a bit, of course, about the band's name, Homeless Radio. I love this band name. Where did it come from? How'd you guys come to that combination of words?
Yeah, I know it's kind of weird, but it's interesting, and you know, like it's very dark humor, but actually it predicted the future. I will explain why. So first part of the name was radio. I came up with this like with this title because I don't know, I wanted the name of the band that is somehow related to music itself. So, like, I think radio is, like, you know, the way to listen to music. So I really enjoyed this kind of idea. And we needed to find out some kind of adjective to it. And we were, like, trying to choose. We were picking, I remember, torn radio, broken radio, I don't know. But it wasn't a good feature, like. And then, I don't know, just I said to guys, maybe we should try homeless radio, like a radio that doesn't have a certain geolocation and it can belong to anyone who wants to listen to it. So that was the idea. But it's why I said that it's dark humor, because some years after I came up with this name, the war started and actually my home was ruined. So I literally became homeless. So with this name, I predicted the future. And, you know, it's like a sign that it means something that this exactly adjective I have chosen to be a part of the name of the band. So it's like some kind of conspiracy mystic around homeless radio.
Oh, man. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to hear you lost your home. I know it's just brutal over there, so I'm really sorry about that, man.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that, like, people around the world support us and support me in the world right now. But talking about us personally, you probably won't believe me, but we are trying to joke about it as much as possible, because if you are taking everything, like, negatively, you can go insane just because it's not, like... it's not very bright, but if you like having fun, like saying, I started a band Homeless Radio and now I'm homeless, it's like, you know, it's dark humor, but it's still humor, so it makes like positive energy eventually.
I get you. Yeah, and we could all use a little more positive energy right now, I think. We could all use a lot more of that. So let us then talk about a brighter subject. What is next for the band? Do you have some new music in the works?
Yeah. Hopefully we found a way to create new music, to record new songs separately. And really, I enjoy it. And I think we are, right now, we are much more productive than we were when we were in the same city and we were attending the studio, because now we are not like bounded by the time limits. And for example, if I want to record some part of the song at the night, I can do it. So yeah, we are actively working on the new songs, and we are the next song is already being mastered and mixed. So I guess it will see the world someday in April, very soon.
Nice.
It will call Slipknot, but not like Slipknot, like, you know, the choking, but Slipknot like no sleeping.
I get you. When you said a Slipknot, that kind of reminded me of like the metal band from I think the 2000s. It's like, oh yeah, I remember those guys. Yeah,
it's a reference because when we wrote the song, it had no lyrics at the beginning, just music, and it was heavy, and so we started to call it Slipknot because of the band, because it's heavy like the band Slipknot.
I see what you're doing here. I see how it all comes together. Okay, well, folks, we are coming down to the end of this conversation. Of course, I want to thank Andrew for joining us. Certainly great to hear from you, man. I am loving the music. And again, before we wrap things up, I want to say my best to you, your family, your friends, the rest of the band, all of Ukraine, as they go through this. And just, you know, sending the positive energy I can. Just trying to make more of that positive energy for everyone.
Thanks a lot, Max. It was a pleasure to meet you. I'm so sorry that I was late, but I hope it didn't spoil our great conversation.
This is rock and roll lifestyle, guys. This is punk rock lifestyle. The car breaks down, you say, no way. I'm borrowing someone else's car. I'm doing the interview. The end.
Yeah, certainly.
So for the folks at home, of course, follow Homeless Radio on their Instagram. They're on Spotify, you know, all the usual music platforms. Check their stuff out. Check out Submarine, The Truth, About You, and new music coming out in just a little bit. And Andrew, man, once again, thank you so much. And we'll be looking forward to the next conversation.
Thanks a lot for having me, and see you later. Cheers.
Cheers, man. All right, folks. Bye-bye. See you later, man. I'll see you later. All right, folks, well, that brings this episode to a close. Of course, thanks to Homeless Radio for joining us. Thanks to you guys for being a part of the show. And we'll see you next time. Till then. And with that, we bring this episode to a close. Thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, check us out on Facebook under Citywide Blackout and Twitter and Instagram under Citywide Max. You can catch this and all your favorite episodes on your favorite podcast platform. And new episodes are added every week, as well as on Boston Free Radio every Saturday at 10 p.m. You get at me at citywidemax@yahoo.com if you want to suggest a guest, submit your music, or just drop us a line. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.